Have you ever found yourself unexpectedly moved to tears by a simple melody? One moment you're folding laundry, the next you're transported into someone else's heartbreak, feeling emotions as real as your own memories. This isn't weakness or sentimentality. It's your brain doing exactly what evolution designed it to do. We spend roughly 5 hours daily watching screens, listen to story songs during commutes, dream vividly each night, and daydream about 2,000 times daily. Add it up, and we're spending nearly half our waking hours lost in imaginary worlds. Even our real activities are saturated with narrative. Sports broadcasts transform games into epic dramas. Commercials are miniature films, and trials become dueling stories of guilt and innocence. We are, quite literally, soaked to the bone in story. This raises a fascinating question. If evolution ruthlessly eliminates wasteful traits, why did it preserve our obsession with make-believe? Children need no instruction in storytelling. By age 2, toddlers cooperate in simple dramas. By 4, they've entered the golden age of pretend play. Even in concentration camps and extreme poverty, children instinctively create imaginary worlds. But their play isn't innocent escapism. It obsessively circles around trouble. Lost babies, dangerous forests, stolen pets, villains. Preschooler transcripts read like fever dreams. Dynamite and princesses, bad guys and pilfered gold, endangered kittens and bold frog ninja dwarfs battling for survival. Gender patterns remain consistent across cultures. Boys gravitate toward battleships and war. Girls focus on dolls and domestic scenarios. Yet both incorporate danger. Girls' babies still get nearly poisoned or set on fire. Traditional fairy tales mirror this darkness. Cannibal witches, child-eating wolves, gruesome deaths. Even nursery rhymes contain shocking violence. 8 murders, 2 chokings, 1 decapitation, countless severed limbs. This pattern demands explanation. Imagine 2 prehistoric tribes. The practical people spend all energy on survival, while the story people waste resources on make-believe. Logic suggests the practical tribe should win. Yet the story people, our ancestors, prevailed. Storytelling must serve some profound biological purpose. We seek safety in real life, but danger in fiction. An uneventful grocery trip makes terrible storytelling, while a child's abduction creates gripping drama. Stories worldwide follow a master formula: character, predicament, plus attempted extrication. This structure is strangely universal despite countless alternatives, while modernist experimental works fail to provide the same immersive experience. Fiction functions like flight simulators, providing low-cost, vicarious experiences of complex social situations. We confront dangerous people, experience betrayal, navigate moral dilemmas, and characters suffer consequences instead of us. Research confirms heavy fiction readers demonstrate better social and empathetic abilities than nonfiction readers, even after controlling for personality and IQ. When we experience fiction, our minds are firing and wiring, refining neural pathways through implicit memory, unconscious learning that shapes our responses to real situations without requiring conscious recall. Every night, your brain improvises dramas where you battle threats. In the 1950s, scientist Michael Jouvet disabled sleep paralysis in cats, revealing they stalked invisible prey and exhibited defensive behaviors while dreaming, rehearsing survival skills. Human dreams are dominated by negative emotions, fear and anger urging us to flee or fight. The average person experiences roughly 1,200 REM dreams yearly, with about 860 featuring threats. Over a lifetime, that's 120,000 distinct danger rehearsals. The most common dreams worldwide involve being chased, attacked, falling, drowning, being trapped, public nakedness, and disasters. We dream vividly for about 2 hours nightly, 6 years over a lifetime. During this time, our brains simulate thousands of threat responses, experiencing them as real. Even without conscious recall, dream learning rewires the brain through implicit memory. The red thread connecting pretend play, fiction, and dreams is trouble, giving us practice with life's major dilemmas. Split brain surgery in the 1960s revealed something unsettling. When researchers showed different images to each hemisphere, the verbal left brain confidently fabricated explanations for actions initiated by the mute right brain. This interpreter exists in all brains, constructing narratives from minimal evidence. Our minds detect patterns with a bias toward false positives, helping us recognize faces but also seeing Jesus and toast. In one experiment, 111 of 114 subjects interpreted moving geometric shapes as characters in emotional dramas. Pathological confabulators demonstrate this tendency in extreme form. Brain-damaged amnesiacs constantly reinvent their identities. Patients with Cotard syndrome explain why they're dead despite appearing alive. Even healthy people confabulate regularly. Shoppers invent rational explanations for choosing identical socks, and research subjects create elaborate stories about solving problems when they were actually subtly prompted. Conspiracy theories reveal the dark side of pattern-seeking, feverishly creative narratives connecting real and imagined data points into emotionally satisfying realities that mirror fiction structure with vivid plots and sharply defined villains. Great monotheisms are story anthologies conveying spiritual truths through intense narratives about God, suffering, love, and forgiveness. National myths serve similar binding functions. The Columbus story, taught in American schools, omits brutal subjugation, prioritizing community cohesion over objective truth. Fiction is intensely moralistic. Storytellers rarely let villains prosper. Our emotional engagement stems from whether characters get what they deserve. Research confirms fiction molds minds. White viewers exposed to positive portrayals of Black family life show more favorable attitudes toward Black people generally. We're putty in storytellers' hands because fiction bypasses critical faculties. Unlike nonfiction, where we read with shields up, fiction drops our intellectual guard. Your life story is equally fictional. We craft self-serving autobiographies, casting ourselves as noble heroes. Writer David Carr discovered through reporting that he'd completely inverted a crucial memory, recalling his friend threatening him with a gun when he'd been the armed aggressor. Memory isn't perfect recording, but reconstruction. Scattered fragments our storytelling mind stitches into coherent narrative. 70% of high school seniors believe they have above-average leadership skills. 94% of professors rate themselves better than average. Ironically, depressed people have more accurate self-assessments. A healthy mind tells itself flattering lies. At Georgia's Indian Springs State Park, adults' medieval costumes and battle imaginary monsters in live-action role-playing. These players exemplify humanity's refusal to abandon make-believe. They're simply doing actively what passive audiences admire in fantasy films. Traditional fiction isn't dying. It's transforming into immersive virtual worlds where millions spend 20, 30 hours weekly in massively multiplayer online role-playing games, finding community and purpose that modern life often lacks. As computing capacity grows exponentially, virtual worlds may increasingly outstrip real life in appeal. Our evolutionary craving for story could become our weakness. Yet understanding story's power needn't diminish your enjoyment. Read fiction to increase empathy. Allow children imaginative play. Permit yourself to daydream. Recognize when your inner storyteller over-dramatizes reality. Story can manipulate us, but it also binds communities and reinforces shared values. We are storytelling animals. It's our evolutionary niche, our superpower, and our deepest nature. The question isn't whether to live in Neverland, but how to navigate it wisely while surrendering to story's transformative magic.